البيان راديو presents the following lesson from مسجد الأزهر بأمه.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Most of us, يعني we've achieved what we want in life, يعني what we want to do in our life. We studied, we got that out of the way. We established a business, we've got that out of the way. Want to get married? Well, remember those days where you weren't married, you were a single man, looking for a wife, going subhanAllah, one house to another, seeing potential. Got that out of the way. How many children? I want to have one, I want to have two, I want to have three, I want to have four, whatever. SubhanAllah, most of us have had our children already. And subhanAllah, those children, some are even married, some brothers are grandfathers. We've got that out of the way. So we've done the majority of what life wants from us, which is establish a house, get married, have children. What now? This is the important time. The time when khalas, you've finished having children, to the time of your death, this is the important time for you. Why? Because the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started at what age? It started at the same time that most of us, or the same situation that most of us are in today. Think about it. You think it's not wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given prophethood at the age of 40? Think about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already gotten married and had four children. Already worked, already established a household. Then the message or the command came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he's a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why at that age? Think about it. SubhanAllah. What a person, the distractions that he has in his life. Marriage, having children, raising children, household work. That's over now. That's past. Yeah, you might have a child here, a child there, but the reality of the situation is that most of your life, khalas, the important and the difficult part is finished. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 40 started his prophethood at that age. You think there's no wisdom behind it? And then the question comes, where are you? At what point are you in your life? Because you've khalas, you've finished all that, you've passed all that. Now, you're at a stage like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You've had your children, you've had your family, you've had... Now, it gets serious. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an opportunity to see what you are going to do. What are you going to put forth in your life? How much are you going to strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake? Look at the companions, most of them accepted Islam in their later years. But look at the impact they had on the ummah. Why? Because now this is a time where you can completely focus yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No more chasing the crying babies and the sleepless nights, changing nappies. Khalas, you're past that now. Now the time, focus on your deen. Yes, your family first and foremost. But now you're able to start planning the last lap of your life. The last lap of your life. What are you going to do in the last run of your life? It's not important what happens before. It's always the last lap which is important. Anything can happen, as they say. The last 10 minutes of a match or the last lap of a race. This is where it counts. And most of us, the reality of the situation, if we've made it this far, most brothers, subhanAllah, some won't even make it that far. But Allah will. And we're here and we're in our last lap. So the question is, what are you going to do with this last lap? This last lap that you've got, this last run that you've got, what are you going to do with it? How are you going to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are you going to focus yourself to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His pleasure? You know, they say when the gray hairs come, khalas, now things are getting a bit more serious now. One gray turns to two, and then subhanAllah, soon you know it, you're all gray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a sign. You're getting old. You're getting weak. Your health, it's going to start to deteriorate. Your strength is going to get less. You know, you can't bench press like you used to. You can't run like you used to. You know, your mental state, your mind, it's not going to be as strong as it was. Brother, we're younger, would know exactly where he's fine. Brothers, subhanAllah, now, they don't forget where they put their shoes. Some brothers forget where they park their car. They walk around the car park. Akhi, what's wrong? I'm looking for my car. Yeah, I parked it in the next street. There's signs. Your body is deteriorating. It doesn't have a lot to go. And this world is ta'ab. This world is difficult. This world is a struggle, without a doubt. But instead of struggling for the dunya, struggle for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what else are you going to do in your life? You've built a house or you own a house. What else are you going to do? Build another one, build a third? Now it's time for you to focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of us, mashallah, we're at a point where we may even have businesses that doesn't need our full attention. Yani we got workers. We can now focus more on our deen. Because it's our last lap. It's our last chance. And that's the reality of the situation. You don't want to be... And I remember saying of a man, that's probably he struggles and he pushes and he pushes and he pushes and he pushes and he pushes. And I said, Gaspar, I go, bro, settle down, like, you're an old man. He says, I ask Allah for one thing. Ya Allah, don't make me die as a goat. I hope before I'm a goat, Allah takes my soul pleased with me. Said, what do you mean, a goat? There's a goat. What does a goat do? A goat is a liability. It eats everything, trashes everything. If you had a farmer, you tell him, listen, what do you want? Cow, a sheep, or a goat? Get this goat, I don't want a goat. Give me a sheep, give me a cow, give me chickens. Give me everything under the sun, but don't get me a goat. Goat is known to be like the cheapest meat. And you invite someone over, you don't serve him goat. It's sort of some cultures, it's rude. Then it's goat meat, it's goat. Because goats, there's a lot of them. And they're a liability. They just eat everything. They just destroy everything. And they just sit around lazing around all day. Screaming and shouting. Making unnecessary noises. Because Ya Allah, don't make me die as a goat. You see people in nursing homes that are dying. SubhanAllah, it's like a goat. They scream, they shout. Their mind is not there. They said they ask Allah not to allow me to live like a goat. I don't want to live like a goat. I don't want to live to a point where I'm useless and I'll become a liability to other people. I want to strive and strive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as I can. And I want to focus myself for Allah's sake. And the reality, it's true. It comes to a point where you become worthless living. Your mind is not there anymore. Your understanding is not there anymore. You can't see anymore. You can't hear anymore. You can't talk properly anymore. You can't lift your arms. You can't walk properly anymore. People are carrying you around everywhere. You can't even go to the toilet anymore. So at that point, it doesn't matter if you live to 100. You're not there. For some of them, the pen is lifted because they've got dementia. Yani they don't comprehend anymore. They're just meat and flesh walking, breathing. But before you get to that state, you got some work to do. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he changed the world in 23 years, and we don't ask anyone to change the world. We just ask you to change your household and your family, and if anything, maybe your community. Not the whole world. If it is, then that's a bonus. But your focus is your family and your community. That you enjoy the good and you forbid the evil. And you invest in the children for them to carry on the message of La ilaha illallah and the message of Islam. And do what you can to establish these things. But at the end of the day, you now have a chance to make that change. Khalas, most of us, we're going to be a statistic. You know, we're going to be just a number. From among, you know, so have you ever thought to yourself, which statistic am I going to be? Am I going to be a person that died of a heart attack, which is the most common cause of death? Am I going to be someone that died of an infection, of a disease? Malaria, for example, or tuberculosis is another one of the biggest killers. Am I going to die in a road accident? Am I going to die drowning? You'll be surprised how many people die drowning. It's among the top 20. Am I going to die just sitting on my couch and just passing out? Or a blood clot, or a stroke, or a cancer? Cancer being the second biggest killer. Is that going to be my way out? There has to be a way where you're going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells the believer and He reminds him that where are you going to go? إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. You're going to go back to Allah. You're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you come here and you say, I'm going back, that means that you are already there. It means that's where you belong. You go back home because you were home, you left home and you went back. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning you belong in Jannah. Or you belong not in this world, you belong with Allah. So when you're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means that's where your place, that's where your home is. But you need an exit plan, you need a way out. Have you ever thought which one is going to be? It's going to be one of them, it has to be. Is it going to be through war? Is it going to be someone murdering you or killing you? This is the reality of the situation. And subhanAllah, there is a way that you're going to leave this world. What's important, obviously, and they say you have two lives. Your life that you're living now, and the second life that you have is when you realize that you've only got one life. Meaning the point that you realize that you only got one life, that should make you alive again to strive to achieve what you can for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. Jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.